August 29, 2024, JEDCO Quarterly Board of Commissioners Meeting.
My wife is training for a marathon, and she runs from where we are at the lake in Bonneville all the way back.
Good to see you, sir. My mom had a lot of nice things to say about you.
Really?
Does she use the path?
Yeah. But then she said, are you talking about Brian Jr. or Brian Senior?
Oh, no.
Right, it gets really close, yeah.
To the right.
No, she knew exactly who you were. Very, very sweet.
Side mirror, right.
Exactly.
I saw her yesterday.
She would never had a gavel in her. Never needed one. She's getting unruly, though.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
About a year and a couple months.
Okay, are we ready? Good morning.
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 Okay, we're calling to order the JEDCO Board of Commissioners meeting for August 29, 2024. And let's start with our Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'd like to welcome our guests today. We have Colin Sisco with the Parish Attorney's Office.
Colin is probably on his way and recovering from yesterday's council meeting, which he was.
Oh, he was the guy
middle.
At the podium.
He was thrown in.
Oh, he was at the podium. Yeah. I didn't realize it was him.
Uh-oh. Okay. Then we have to entertain a motion to amend the agenda to include the following: a resolution approving an amendment to the Memorandum of Agreement with Greater New Orleans Inc., increasing the CRED grant funding by $22,300 for a new total of $122,300 in grant funding to JEDCO for the design and engineering of future roadways in Churchill Technology and Business Park, and authorizing its execution by JEDCO's president and CEO. I need a motion.
Jimmy?
Second by Teresa. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, motion passes and it will be taken up under unfinished and new business. Now the approval of the board absences for today, August 29th. We have absent Linda Nugent-Smith and Joe Ewell. So I need a motion.
Motion.
Okay, Stephen, and seconded by Taylor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Now the approval of minutes for July 25th, 2024. Everyone, they're up there on the screen, but I hope you had a chance to review them. Okay, Teresa moves, second.
Second.
Thank you, Jocelyn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Any public comments on the agenda items? Okay, hearing none, we'll continue. Unfinished and new business. A resolution approving a budget increase of a professional service agreement related to the design and engineering of new roadways within the Churchill Technology and Business Park with the Planet's Design Group, PC. Lacey?
Sure. So I actually have an amended memo for you guys. It's not in the packet, but it should be in front of you on the table. It's got some yellow highlights on it. It says amended memo. That's what I'll be going off of. So last year, actually really late last year, JEDCO received a grant from GNO Inc. It's a state grant. The program is Louisiana Regional Economic Development Program, also known as LCRED. It was $100,000, and basically it's the whole purpose of this grant is to ready publicly owned properties for development, and especially those properties that have you know, great significant economic development potential. So LEB gave each regional EDO, which GNO Inc. is our regional EDO, $1 million and for them to decide how to divvy that up amongst the local EDOs and communities. So GNO Inc., with 10 parishes in its jurisdiction, decided to split it evenly, so that's why we're eligible for $100.
Thank you.
It's GNO Inc. math. It's a little different.
They're keeping the remaining.
After their fate.
Anyway, so we decided how to use the funds, and that would be to do design and engineering of one of the master plans, recommended roadway pathways, but also in our phase infrastructure plan, strategic business plan, is our actual reverse roadway improvement in the park. So that's what you see in the yellow right there. It, it involves a 250-foot extension of Churchill Parkway. There you go. And then a new north-south roadway there, which is slated to become the primary roadway ingress into the park. So it's taking like, all the traffic off the Churchill Parkway. It's supposed to be a high activity mixed-use corridor. And then that east-west connection at the bottom, which fronts on what the master plan calls for our open space, pavilion, and park area. And that was selected as the first improvement. Because what it does is it provides us access to Block 4, which is JETCO-owned, Block 5, and then Block 7 there, and the retention area, retention pond area that we can you know, clear, surcharge, et cetera, just prepare for development. But we had, we retained DDG for this, Duplantis Design Group. Duplantis has been around, we've been using them for the past several years. To implement the master plan. So they're the most familiar with our park, intimately familiar with soil conditions, you know, surveying, topography, et cetera. So, and we work really well together. But the whole contract cost is $161,100. Of that, $159,100 is in professional fees, and the remaining $2,000 is for reimbursable expenses. So again, with credit funds, $100,000 for that portion of the contract, and there's a 10% match required for the local EDO. And so obviously, we're now covering the remaining $61,100 with EDGE funds currently. We had DDG do some cost estimates for us so that we prepare ourselves for seeking grants or whatever we needed to improve the roadway. And it's kind of expensive, to say the least. You'll notice there's a retention pond behind us, and it lies in the pathway of the new north-south roadway, which is supposed to be high-activity mixed-use. It's not slated for a retention pond. The master plan and DDG had recommended, and Perkins and Will even had recommended, we move that pond to there, below Block 7, because that, per soil conditions, suitability, it was determined that it's least suitable for development. So it makes a lot of sense, but to move that pond, reroute the drainage, there's actually a ditch on Block 3 that kind of scurries across it in a weird shape, and then all drainage rerouted to that new area alone is just about $2 million.
Wow.
The remaining roads for improvement and utilities, it ends up being about a $6.2 million project. Well, we've had some progress within our park. Some things have changed. We actually started to make progress the parish's capital outlay request that they made for us years ago for roadway improvement in our park actually had moved its way up to a P1, priority one in this past legislative session. You know, learning the news that we're going to have new development in the park of an incubator and hopefully a multi-tenant building as well, which we'd have to develop on the development-ready properties on our park, which would be Block 1 or 2, and then a portion of Block 3 that's ready to go. You know, we decided, you know, 6.2, we don't have that in capital outlay. We have just about $1.9 million total
with the capital outlay at 1.55 million, and then the parish's match brings it up to 1.9 million. We know the developments are going to be up there. We want to take advantage of this opportunity to utilize those capital outlay funds. So we asked DDG to give us a quote for whatever work it would take to receive final documents for the design and engineering of a new pathway. So on the next page is in the yellow arrow, dashed arrow, which is still improving a portion of that new primary corridor into the park, and then from the roundabout on Churchill Parkway, making that east-west connection. So what that would do would be pulling the construction vehicles off of Churchill Parkway, where we have students, you know, that the parents and students traffic coming in, and Delgado traffic, JETCO employees, and it will provide a nice alternative pathway for those vehicles, and then eventually that would serve the developments on blocks 2 and 1 and 3. So we asked DDG to quote us an estimate, cost estimate on that too, and they think it's going to be around a little over 1.9 million. So we thought, great, let's see if we can move forward. But what the reason why this memo is amended is because initially I had written that we would put up EDGE funds to cover the balance, that whole $22,300 of a budget increase in that contract. But since you received those board packets last week, we learned from GNO Inc. that they have additional LCRED dollars. There are communities that didn't quite have the need to use the full $100,000, a lot smaller communities. We're Jefferson Parish, we have a lot going on. So yeah, we had a lot that we could have used it for. So what they're going to do is they promised us that $22,300 in LCRED grant funds. So that would cover the whole budget increase for DDG. So instead of that, it's still considered an unbudgeted expense. This is a reimbursable grant, so we do have to pay it initially, then we send our invoices for their reimbursement. And of course, we did not budget for this budget increase in our 2024 budget, so we will bring that to you along with the new revenue line as well for the increased LCRED funds in our final minute budget, which we bring to the board in December of each year. Now we did cut back initially the original roadway plan was to put in utilities along each corridor, but to bring this cost down for this alternative, we did take out water, but there's water and there's sewer along Churchill Parkway, and DDG felt that was close enough. We did not include lights for the roadway. And there was, I believe, one other item that we didn't include. But we can, you know, work to try to identify funds to cover those expenses. But the great news is we would have a road, mm-hmm. a second and alternative pathway in the park. And I would mention also that just yesterday, we were on the phone with our legislative aide for the parish who is working with Senator Connick, who is urging the administration of the state, FPNC, to recommend a cash line of credit on the $1.35 million that we have. We already have a $200,000 cash line of credit, but it hasn't been used yet. The parish wanted to get all the funds in cash before it started. And there's a really good chance that is going to happen, and the State Bond Commission will consider it, approving it for cash line of credit at its September meeting, so everyone keep it. But anyway, that's a good summary of it. I also quickly mentioned that the plans that on the original pathway, they're essentially done, and they're very valuable to us. We can use them, you know, if we identify funds in the near future, in the next couple of years, we can still use those plans to guide construction of the new that's an extended alternative path. Yes.
Does the amendment have the supplemental services that they need, like geotechnical and survey or any, is that all included?
It is, yeah. Perfect. I actually have it as an exhibit to the resolution.
Perfect.
Yeah, you can see how it's divided amongst topographic and geotechnical work. Any other questions?
How do we plan the road to be maintained? So, like, you know, does it become part of the common cost of the development here on this property?
So these roads, once improved, will be dedicated to Jefferson Parish as public roads.
Okay.
They will be responsible for maintenance. Now, they may, you know, they did ask us to maintain this front median on Churchill Parkway. That may be some, a discussion in the future. I'm not sure. But initially, these roadways are just, they're not going to be the full section of, you know, the roadway sections that will eventually, once demand is there, that will develop. So rather than being, you know, a four lane with a turning lane and on-street parking and a pedestrian amenities for the new north-south road, for now, it's just going to be a two-lane roadway as well as that east-west connection. But in the future, when demand is there and we can identify the funds, we'll expand those roadways to their full section as identified in the master plan. And they'll meet all, DDG met with Jefferson Parish. We've all met with them to discuss the roadways. They will be designed per parish standards. Obviously, that was important for, so the parish can actually accept them and take them over. So we feel pretty good about what we have.
The areas that we are, the areas that we are responsible for maintaining, like this median here.
Okay.
Those costs are shared among tenants.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Lacey, what's the timeline for completion?
So if the State Bond Commission approves that cash line of credit, the parish is ready to put together those bid documents and go out to bid. So, I mean, this could be, and they probably take about a year, you know, the surcharge and then to finalize construction. So that should come at a decent timing for new construction in our park. Mm-hmm.
But that would be after they issued the bids. Mm-hmm. Like DDG hasn't done the work yet, so they would have to do the work, then issue the bids, then take a while to construct.
Yeah, but thanks for bringing that up. They do think that they'll have the plans ready, finalized by the end of September. We are extending the contract by 60 days, just in the event that weather delays or, you know, God forbid, hurricanes. But yeah, they think we'll have that ready by the end of September, which is great because State Bond Commission meeting is like the third Thursday of September, so it would be right on track.
I'll move if you're ready.
Okay, so to me, we have a motion.
Second.
I need a second by Michael. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Now a resolution approving an amendment to the Memorandum of Agreement with Greater New Orleans, Inc., increasing the CRED grant funding by $22,300 for a new total of $122,300 in grant funding to JETCO for the design and engineering of future roadways in Churchill Technology and Business Park, and authorizing its execution by JETCO's president and CEO.
Move.
Michael, there you go. Second by Teresa. All those in favor?
Aye.
Checking out the egg, people.
Okay, so motion passes.
Well done, Lacey.
Thank you.
Now we're really hard on that.
Chief Financial Officer report, Jennifer.
In your packet, you'll find your June and July monthly financials comparing your actual expenses for each month to the approved budget for the current year. Not so much a report. Expenses are coming with budget at or under. Your general fund LAMP investment balance is around $4.8 million with a cash balance of $378,000. I don't see anything out of the ordinary expenses to report on, nothing unexpected, so if you guys have any questions. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Now, President and CEO.
I didn't plan that long.
I set the precedence, and now she's following suit. I'm sorry.
I'm going to start by introducing a new team member of ours. As you all know, the way we've built this team, we've been extremely deliberate in adding staff that fits our culture and delivers the product that you all as commissioners have come to expect. In this case, we've been working with this individual for multiple years, trying to find the right role and the right time to bring her on. But we are pleased to introduce Diane Sclafani, who many of you probably know in her work in other entities. But Diane is our new Director of Entrepreneurship and Innovation. And Diane, I ask you to, if you want to say a few words and a little bit about your background.
Okay, well, I'm over the moon, anything that you can think of. I just truly believe that dreams do come true. This is my dream job. I have lived in Jefferson my entire life. I am fourth generation of entrepreneurs, and there's nothing more than I want to join this team. It gives me goosebumps as I say it. I've only been here one day. I thought I knew JEDCO. I am so in. This is incredible, and thank you so much. I want to serve each and every one of you and the community, really bringing true entrepreneurship and innovation and really help businesses thrive during rough times. And I want to bring good news stories so that we can just be the best that we can be. So I thank you all so much. I have over 25 years of experience in entrepreneurship. 16 of it was with the Small Business Development Center, which of course is where I know most of you. But if I get half of what I have on my plate done, I've got it all time lined up, we're going to have a lot to share and hope to have a good report for you the next time. Thank you so much.
Diane's hiring really comes at a critical time for us. As she mentioned, and as we know, a lot of her expertise and her forte is in the food and beverage realm and food production. And as we embark on the food and beverage incubator here in the park, it's the best hire. We're really excited to have her on board. On that front, we are moving towards a public announcement and groundbreaking for the food and beverage incubator. I think we're still waffling back and forth whether we're going to try and do that in September or push it into October, because you know that there's a federal grant associated with that. I think EDA wants to have people in town for that announcement, so we're trying to coordinate that. But you all will be notified as soon as we have a date scheduled for that. Jennifer gave the financial report, and as has come up time and time again regarding our hog.
We didn't vote on it. Yeah.
Well, she presented it, right. And we're not going to vote on it anymore, but it's just a presentation.
Okay.
But as part of that, in the past, it has come up about the amount of money we spend on hog abatement. And there have been some questions from the commissioners as to whether or not it's still necessary, whether or not we need to maintain this at the level we do. We did go back to Trapper John and ask him to start sending us some proof of activity,
yes!
which he has been sending time-stamped videos. I think we have a few visuals. You can see our
most recent 10.
Those are our buildings in the back. We have a couple of
family.
And
you have to send those to Joe Yu.
Oh wow!
So yes. We will forward
you this. You have to send Joe.
Yes. This should be a good match.
Yeah,
so
Peter out there.
Oh.
Now, if we could just catch this thing, I'd be happy. The bane of my existence. But I wanted to share those with you because we're paying to Trapper John for this service, and we, up until now, he wasn't really providing proof of activity. But as you can see, the hogs are still here, so we have to continue to abate them.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
I think we should invest in that package of meats.
I think we should find a processor that is willing to be a tenant in the incubator and utilize it.
Appropriate photos for the
board meeting, but does he also show proof not just that he saw them, but that
he
actually
we do have some of those pictures too, yeah. Yes.
You think he's moving from one part of the park to the other?
Picture the same guy. Look, there's another one.
Right. Yeah, can he paint something on them so we know they're
they're here.
Number one,
they're
number
real.
Two.
So we're going to start tagging them next so we know we can track them. But so that, I just wanted to, I wanted to share with you some other good news stories. Something we've been working on for a couple of years is the redevelopment of the Kmart in Elmwood. Which was torn down several years now, several years ago. I've met with Louis Larosella and the council as early as this, or as late as this week. They intend to submit their resubdivision and rezoning application and move forward on that project immediately. So we're expecting a payment in lieu of tax request. We should be getting that request this week or next. To start moving that project forward, but that'll be a 214-unit upscale apartment complex, which Larosella will be partnering with Felicity, who does most of their work in the Lower Garden District, but it'll be a great look for us, something that's not an offering we currently have in Jefferson Parish.
Is it the same concept he was dealing with like a few years ago, or has he changed it?
It's going to be different in that it will not be
retail
with the apartments on top. The apartments will be facing Elmwood Park, and the retail will be on both sides of the current drive that runs along the front of all of that retail. There will be two new full-service restaurants built in conjunction with that, as well as additional retail space. So that that'll be a great project for Elmwood. At the Avondale Global Gateway, we continue to see a lot of prospect activity. Janet's been working diligently on generating our own leads, as well as working leads that we're getting through the state and through GNO Inc. But we are working with a company related to wind power. We are down to the top two between us and Norfolk, Virginia. That would be nearly $1.5 billion investment at Avondale. And really put us on the map in terms of this being a center for wind power. So fingers crossed on that. They are awaiting word on I believe it's a DOE grant. But once they get word on that notification, then they will have to declare between us and Norfolk their preferred market. So that's just one of the projects we're working on, but there are a number of them. I don't really recall us having this many active projects, but it's a good time. And I think a lot of these larger international projects are undaunted by it being an election year or the current economy. These projects are on such long lead times that they continue to move forward. And along that vein, later this morning at 10:30, we're going to be celebrating the groundbreaking of Bunge, which is the company that purchased the Fuji vegetable oil plant up the road. And I think it's the best sign of our economy, or the best signal of our economy, is when a company has invested, they've performed well, and now they're choosing to reinvest and increase their investment and employment in the market. And that's what's being done here. They're increasing their capacity. They've been very happy with us and with the parish, so that's a great announcement. You all are all invited to attend that event as well at 10:30. And I'll answer any questions if you have any. Any questions?
There's a bicentennial meeting.
On that, kind of on that same thing, the West Bank Business and Industry Association, who's a member committee here, each year they recognize also the Invest West champions, as we call them. They're nominated that companies that have invested heavily into the West Bank with expansion and dollars. And that gala is coming up on September 12th. And just to make some announcement here, the some of the companies that they're recognizing, Venture Global again for their larger investment, Rose Tree Glass Studio in Algiers, which has been around for a long time and has expanded that. Cornerstone Chemical, J. Patrick Connick Law Firm for their work on the West Bank, Bridgepoint Continuing Care Hospital in Bay's Bakery, along with the Ansari Group in Plaquemine Parish also for her investment. And one thing, they also recognize a Legacy Award winner who has given over many, many years to the West Bank. And this year they're acknowledging Mr. Or Councilman Marion Edwards for his work. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to make that announcement for everyone.
Good.
Anything else for Jerry?
We have a gala coming up for the Hispanic Chamber.
I want to recognize Colin, who is still recovering from yesterday's council meeting.
You're famous.
I like to not speak today.
Welcome.
I saw you on TV.
Interesting. Pleasure to be here.
The Hispanic Gala is...
It's September 20th.
Celebrating our 40th anniversary.
Yes, 40 years of serving the community, and it's going to be at the Marriott Hotel. And we'd love to have you guys come. Tickets are for sale now.
We have some at we have some room at our table.
No, I think we filled it.
Oh, okay, never mind. buy your own.
Sorry,
ticket.
Buy your own tickets. We need it.
This year is Spain is a country that we have chosen to celebrate and to highlight. And of course, it's our alliance with Spain that contributes to this theme. And I hope that everyone enjoyed. You do not have to speak Spanish.
I was
going to. No? Just bring your dancing shoes, your wallet for that beautiful silent auction. And we have great surprises, including a flamenco show.
So, but before that, I just want to say, so because I represent Women Business Enterprise Council South, we do have a gala on the 11th of September being held at the Intercontinental Hotel. Starts at 7 p.m. and it is a wonderful opportunity. If you guys have not ever been to anything like this, it's a great opportunity to see how many people in our community are highlighted for their efforts to increase employment as well as productivity into our area. And these are all women-owned businesses that perhaps you've never heard of, but they really are behind the scenes. One of the funny things is that no one knew that Milo is owned, which Milo T. is owned by a woman, so it's kind of cool that she's going to be there receiving an award. So it's really, you know, things that you don't know that are really cool to hear, and you realize, wow, these are all family businesses just started just like us, and here they are and thriving, and they're all led by women, so it's really cool. So that's September 11th, and then we have September 20th, which is the Hispanic Heritage Month.
There's a lot going on, Hispanic Heritage Month.
I do have one more thing. Kelsey's not here because she's preparing for the groundbreaking, but it may be hard to believe, but we're already preparing for the annual luncheon and the theme and the awards that we'll give out. But the theme for this year's luncheon will be, I'm not telling you, it's still a secret, but it will be the release of our new branding. If you recall, the parish council had dedicated some money to us for a new website, a whole new branding strategy for attraction to Jefferson Parish. We have received our final work from Deep Fried, who has come up with that campaign for us. The staff is super energized and really excited. It's a bold look for us. It's something new to Jefferson, and we're really going to be excited to release that at the luncheon. But clear your calendars for December 5th. Make sure you're available for that.
I'd like to mention too, thank you for mentioning WDIA, but also Brighton Fest is coming very fast. It's 4th, 5th, and 6th. We just did a economic impact study, and it showed that like $8 million is actually as a result of Brighton Fest coming into the area. So, you know, we're excited to get that. Also, West Jeff Hospital Foundation, they have their Jubilee on November the 8th. Mm-hmm. And the funds, the proceeds are going to the critical care unit at West Jeff Hospital. So we have that as well.
Mayor Constant presented to the parish council yesterday and touched on the economic impact of the festival. And this year is the 30th year. Mm-hmm. That festival has really taken it up to the next level. It's not the festival that you used to know, where it was more local. I mean, there's a great mix of local talent and headliners. They have a great lineup all weekend this year, and the city is very proud of that festival. So I asked the mayor if she can provide us with that economic impact study, because we had worked with her on identifying firms to do that for them. The universities, though, had a tough time. Their methodology only carries folks that are traveling from out of state to stay in hotel rooms. So their models weren't necessarily picking up the regional traveler, the person coming in from Baton Rouge or the North Shore. So they utilized a firm out of Texas, and I think they're very pleased with the results, the economic impact of that. So I'm going to try and get a copy of that study from her, and we'll share it with the board.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay, then I need a motion to adjourn. Teresa, second.
Y'all can tune in to Tommy Tucker and Newell today.
And we are at thank you. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Nice.
Just busy time.